Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe. On today's show, Finn Ross Russell finds himself in a tick box. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Is it still raining? Just a little. And when I say just a little, that's a Scottish little. Yes, welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe Show. I'm Ewan Spence, introducing Finn Ross Russell, who is going to be introducing a fellow Edinburgh native in Lupna Kerr and their show, Tick Box. Being an Edinburgh resident, of course, what happens to Edinburgh when the Fringe comes to town is actually part of this show. So the whole discussion about the Fringe, the capital city, the sudden descent of tourists and people from around the arts world onto this tiny spot on the globe for all of 3.5 to 4 weeks. All of that is going to be explored, as well as looking a little bit back, not just the idea of Edinburgh here, but also immigration back in the 1960s and how that compares to immigration that we have today. And of course, with the show called Ticks Box, why is it important not to go into a tick box? All of that packed into our interview right now. Finn Ross Russell speaks to Lupna Kerr from the show Tick Box.
Finn Ross Russell here, and I am joined by the amazing creator, performer, and just force of nature extraordinaire, Lupna Kerr. How are you doing, Lupna?
Oh, good morning. That's the best introduction I've had today. Thank you.
Well, because you do a bit of everything. I mean, it's difficult to and again, excuse the pun here, put you into a tick box, because there's so much stuff that you do, from the theatre side of what you do to the film, TV, acting side of what you do to the comedy side of what you do. So it's not as easy to just go, this is you and this is what you do, because there's a whole range of stuff that you get up to.
You're absolutely right. And that's why the play's called Tick Box, because no one's going to put me into any box, not until I'm 6 feet under. So they're going to have to wait for a while.
Sounds like a plan. We're talking on the first day of Edinburgh Fringe activity. Now, we're both Edinburgh residents. For people who don't get the opportunity to kind of see and understand much of Edinburgh outside of the Fringe, what has been happening over the last few days, and how are you experiencing the kind of the shift in the city as it prepares for this load of people turning up on its doorstep?
So what you've seen over the past, not just a couple of days, but past few weeks, is all those railing boards coming back up around the meadows, all those posters going up of all different sizes, all those grey posts that would just have a do not cross here or give way sign, all now enveloped with these posters, these A3 posters of some of the acts that are coming. So you're seeing a lot of paperwork go up there, you know, with the visual feel of the Fringe, because you're seeing these posters of all different colours and sizes and faces. And yeah, so you're beginning to feel the excitement of this is happening actually this year. You know, we did have a beautiful bespoke Fringe last year. The year before, obviously, we didn't have anything. But this is like, yeah, we're getting back to normal. I think the acts feel we're getting back to normal. I just think that the audiences need to believe it as well.
Now, there are a lot of shows on, but there's one that we're here to talk about. Tell us about Tick Box.
Yeah, Tick Box. Tick Box is a semi-autobiographical story about my parents' journey from a very middle-class life in Pakistan, when my father was offered a scholarship to do a PhD in chemistry from Strathclyde University. And it was actually also just, I think, post-war. Pakistan was at war with India, so 1965. And, you know, he wanted to do what was best for his family. So when he got offered this scholarship, he thought, yeah, I'm taking my wife and two kids, third on the way, and I'm going to take them from a very beautiful, luxurious, middle-class life to come and land in Govan, in Glasgow. Yeah, so it's the culture shock that my parents, in particular my mum, went through. They had different culture shocks because my mum was at home looking after 2/3 kids. My father was at work at university, and they met different types of people. So you hear the stories, you hear their stories, and then you hear my story going up. And it talks about discrimination and racism and stress and fear and love and joy. And they're all put together in a, they're integrated with laughter. Because laughter, as you know, is best medicine. And when we laugh, we relax. And when we relax, we can then take on board the message of the play. So I hope that's in a nutshell. I'm not my shortest elevator pitch, but...
But this is what I was really curious to know about, because a lot of what people know you for is as a comedian, a very good comedian, a very funny comedian. But you've made a play in Tick Box that is not only a play, first of all, but takes on some really difficult, really meaty subjects. Why make it as a play?
That's a really interesting question. Well, to be honest, absolutely honest, like absolutely fabulous. as an older, I know I don't look it, but as an older Pakistani female actress who came into arts much later on in life, and I've been in the acting scene for 12 years now, but I'm still seen as a newbie, you know. And though, so the more established actresses get the big parts, and then somebody said to me a few years ago, "Why don't you write your own stuff?" And at first I was like, I shouldn't have to. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to. So that is one of the reasons, is actually to showcase what I can do. And also I wanted to tell my parents' story, because they left such a fantastic legacy, both of them in their own individual ways. And if you want to see what those legacies are, come and see the play. It's on at Summer Hall from the 16th to the 28th of August at 8:55 p.m. Plug over. So you'll see what legacies they left in the play. And also I want to see more people of colour come to the theatre, because I think that's so, so important. And they want to see stories that are not, that don't paint them in a bad light, that are not about terrorism or paedophilia or forced marriages. You know, as an Asian, as a Pakistani person, you know, we have normal stories too. The only difference between me and an indigenous Scottish person is that I've got a better tan than them. So, you know, so yeah, there's so many various reasons. I want more people of colour to come to the theatre. I want to inspire more people of colour to get into the arts. And you don't need to be on stage to do that. You can be a director like you are, fantastic director. You can be a writer, as you are as well, you know. You can be behind the scenes, you can do makeup, you can do set design, you can do production. And I think that's something that, you know, not just people of colour, but most people don't know what goes into making a play, writing a play, performing a play, producing a play. And so I feel as if I'm performing lots of different roles, not just in Tick Box, but in life.
You describe the play as both semi-autobiographical and bilingual. You know, obviously it's a story that's very personal to you. It's all of these different aspects of what it means, as you say, to be a Pakistani immigrant coming to Scotland and existing within that community. Does that make it an easier or a harder show to perform?
I think it makes it an easier show because I'm telling stories that are true to me. I'm not, you know, some of the reason I call it semi-autobiographical is whilst the stories, the context of the scene that I'm playing, say, Wee Jeannie, who's a woman from the close that we used to live in, you know, I don't remember the actual conversations that took place, but I remember the gist of the feeling that my mum had when she'd had a conversation with a person who wasn't called Jeannie, but she embodies all the women that my mum would have met that would have lived and governed in the close. So it's easier to perform because it's my reality and I'm in touch with that, I would say.
Do you think, on the subject of talking about being an immigrant to Scotland and talking about people of various different backgrounds calling Scotland their home, do you think today that it's easier to be a new immigrant to Scotland than it was when you and your family came?
It's only easier if you're white and an immigrant. If you're not white and an immigrant, it's not any easier, to be honest, because you stand out. You stand out. The colour of your skin makes you stand out. And whether that's a When you walk past anybody in the street, the first thing they see is the colour of your skin. And, you know, we all make judgments on a daily basis. And so we get judged on how we look. So it's easier because people are more aware of the wars, and in particular the most recent war. So, but people are more aware of the wars that have happened, but they've also forgotten about some of the wars that they've caused, that, you know, the British have caused in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Libya and Syria, and the wars that are going on in Yemen and Sudan that maybe not directly involved in, but, you know, are selling arms to those countries. So I think it's easier to be an immigrant, but I feel sorry for those people who have been refugees for much longer than the most recent refugees.
As you say, laughter is the best medicine, and the only way that we can overcome the awkwardness and the barriers about these conversations is to have a bit of fun with it and to be positive about it. And I think that's definitely one of the things that Tickbox does really, really well. Rank the experiences. Acting for a show on BBC One, performing at the Hydro, performing at the Edinburgh Fringe.
I have to go with my gut instinct. My gut instinct has to be the Hydro, doing Still Game at the Hydro. You know, performing in front of 12,000, 13,000 people for 21 shows, you know, and sometimes at the weekend we had matinees, so two shows a day. It was absolutely fantastic, fantastic experience. I have to put that at the top. I suppose what I'm leaning towards is there's nothing better than live performance. So my second would be performing at the Fringe. And whether it's with Tickbox or when I did my 2019 comedy show, Where Are You Really From, having that buzz, having that interaction with the audience. Because whilst Still Game was absolutely brilliant, I loved it. It was a play and I couldn't. I was undercover, as you know, because I played Mina. So I couldn't interact with the audience. But having live performances where you're, even with Tickbox, I've allowed myself the ability, the freedom slightly, because I do talk to the audience when I'm myself. And sometimes people respond back. So you've actually got that intimate conversation with somebody. Something like, you know, there's a question I say in the play, you're not James's mum, are you? You know, I say it's my mum. And normally people, you know, and I speak to a lady in particular and they just say no. And one time the lady said yes. And I was like, oh, I'll speak to you later. You know, and that wasn't in the script. So I think basically what I'm saying is you can't beat live performance. Don't get me wrong, I love being on the BBC. That was absolutely fantastic and love to be more on the BBC and Netflix and Amazon Prime and you name it. But it's a different experience making those shows. And whilst those shows might raise your profile, which obviously we're all in this to do, to become a household name, so people, you know, can come and see your Fringe shows. You know, it's one helps the other, shall we say. If people know you from television, they'll come and see your show.
And how can people come and see your show, Libna?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, you can catch my show at Summer Hall. I don't start till the 16th of August. 16th to 28th of August at 8:55 at night. The show is actually suitable for all ages. Do you know, I've actually had somebody as young as 3 at my show. I mean, they were colouring in their book, but, you know, they didn't make any noise. So I wasn't complaining. I think the youngest person who actually listened and paid attention and didn't interrupt me at all was maybe about 6. You know, because the play is educational, it's historical. It's awfully hysterical too. So it fits every age. You know, it's suitable for families, for children, for everybody on any spectrum. And there's no loud bangs. There's nothing that's going to upset people. It's quite a relaxed performance, really, you know, apart from me. There's just me on stage and it's relaxed. So, and I'm 2 weeks' time. You can book it online. You can book it at the Fringe website. You can book it from Summer Hall's website. And you can get flyered from me as well. So it's my favourite occupation. I love talking.
Libna Kerr, performer, creator of Tickbox, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Finn Ross Russell there, speaking to the LoopNet Care about Tickbox. As always, EdinburghFringe.thepodcastcorner.com for links to the show, links into the box office, links to social media, LoopNet in this case, and also links to this show in your Apple Podcasts, your Spotify, your Google Podcasts, your Outcast, your Overcast, your Player FM, your Under FM, your Over FMs, and everywhere else you can listen to this show, all on the website. So however you found us, you can go now listen to us in a slightly better way. One link that is not there, but we'll just flag up now, is the podcast radio. Every Saturday, we have a special 1 hour edition of the show that goes out in UK digital radio. Most of it is interviews from throughout the week, but sometimes we put in a little bit of an occasional surprise as well. You can listen to that at 8 PM UK time at thepodcastradio.uk. .co.uk or on your digital radio around the United Kingdom. Retune that, pick up the podcast radio. We're on there for an hour, but 24/7 podcast samplers, ideas, getting a flavour of the podcast world there, just as we give you a flavour of the Fringe here every single day throughout August. It'll be back into comedy and cabaret tomorrow, so we'll catch you then. I'm Ewan Spence. This has been your Edinburgh Fringe show flavour for the day. Catch you tomorrow. You've been listening to the Edinburgh Fringe Show, hosted by Ewan Spence and Finn Ross Russell, produced by The Podcast Corner. Listen to more from The Fringe at edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com.